I'd like to call to order. And you know what? If anybody toward the back or even toward the front, if you can't hear what's going on this evening, please raise your hand or make some kind of signal so that we will speak a little louder. I'd like to call to order the meeting of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation, regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees, Wednesday, January 6th at 6:36. Looks like, no, 6:56. On the agenda, under routine business, approval of the agenda for this evening's meeting.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Rausch. Discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The agenda is approved. Approval of the minutes of the December 2nd regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees. You received an email today that had that in there. Is anybody? Did you have a chance to look at it? It was a very short meeting. Need a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mr. Gnott. Discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. We also have the minutes of the special board meeting on December 16th.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Rausch, seconded by Mr. Gnott. I didn't know who said it.
I did.
Okay, Mr. Karpik. Discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Communication from the audience. Was there a sign-up sheet somewhere? Did someone want to regale us with a holiday story or something? All right, let's move on to item three, unfinished business. We have none. New business. This looks like it's going to be pretty serious stuff here. State champion football team recognition.
Yes. Hey. Just seems like the championship continues on and on, doesn't it? And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Before I introduce Mr. Tulucki and have him come up, I do want to thank our legislators, our Senator Senator Alting, Representatives Truitt and Klinker, and Mayor Dennis for being here this evening. Let's give them a round of applause. We'll have them up here just shortly, but I want to have Mr. Tulucki come up and make the introductions, and we'll get the coaches and the team all set, and I think Coach O may have a couple of things to say, and then we have some special presentations from our legislators and from our mayor.
Thank you, Dr. Killian. Didn't know I'm Brock Tulucki, and I'm the athletic director at West Lafayette Junior Senior High School. It is football recognition here at the board meeting, so I expected it to rain since it did all year, but it's not, so we're going to get snow for the banquet tomorrow. My job is to introduce the player, the coaching staff and the players. Before I do that, with Mayor Dennis here and the board and everybody, we want to let them know how much we appreciated the city and their help in letting us celebrate our championship, the police department and the fire department, first class all the way. And I know from my end as the athletic director, the coaching staff, the players, your TV 18 always shows them coming in on that fire truck, and that's a memory I think we'll all have, and we'll see that for a long time. But thank you very much. There's a lot of thank yous, but also to the school board here and Dr. Killian, Mr. Schreiner, Mr. Walbaum, Larry Wood. None of this happens by accident. You know, kids, you worked your tails off to achieve your goals of getting state championship and winning it. There were a lot of people supporting you in the stands, and the city of West Lafayette and the community came forward, and it was nice to go to Lucas Oil Stadium and see a lot of red. And we guesstimated between 45 and 5,000 people. And also, by the time the games were over, there was a record attendance for IHSA state finals. So I think that's a credit to us and all the schools involved that played that day. So thank you for your support of our kids and our coaches. We appreciate it very much. I'm going to start off by introducing the coaches. I'm going to start off with the assistant coaches, Shane Fry. If you come on up, Shane. Brad DeWeese, John Speaker, Josh Strasser, Aaron Wood. Not with us tonight because he had a wrestling match at Lafayette Jeff, which was rescheduled because of the football. It was Rick Roseman. And also Rick George, who's on his way back from Florida to go sledding, probably. The head coach, there's not a more deserving coach in the state to celebrate the way it is, and he does it the right way. Obviously, his staff and the players, but the way I describe Marshall Overly, and it's great to know, he's a teacher first, coach second. And it's a wonderful thing that's not common at a lot of schools. So, Coach Overly, come on up. I think Marshall would tell you as well, I think one of the most special things about this championship is that we got to share it with Ernie Beck. And that's outstanding. And Ernie, you know, was a part of this championship. And that's what made it special for all of us to have Ernie involved in every step of the way. And to see him down at Lucas Oil Stadium and then getting in our championship picture, that meant a lot to all of us. And I know it meant a lot to Ernie, too. So too bad he couldn't be here tonight. I'd like the players to come forward and stand up here to be recognized. I can't introduce all you guys, so come on up. And then the captains, come on behind. We had 51 total players, if I'm right, Coach. 51. They not all could be here tonight. Some are busy doing other things, probably studying and doing some wrestling. I know that. So we got everybody here as we possibly could. Clearly a total team effort. With that being said, there's one young man on this team that was recognized by the state coaches and media for an outstanding honor. I guess those of us that know him, have known him all these years with stuff and the way he played, were not surprised he was voted Mr. Football. And he would also be the first person to share it with his teammates and his coaches. The one question Marshall and I both have had to deal with when things are coming out about Daniel and possibly winning, by the way, the toughest secret I've ever had in my professional career to keep that we couldn't tell anybody that we knew that he won Mr. Football. But the question kept coming up, you know, guys, come on, is he really this genuine and really this humble? And we, yeah, he is. And it's a credit to Daniel and his family, but also a credit to his teammates because he does share the award with all of them and the school, and we're grateful for that and congratulate Daniel on his award. I spoke long enough. I'm going to turn it over to Coach O for a few words, and then the players, the captains, will speak as well. Thank you.
Well, I have a couple questions. I noticed that your shoes, Dr. Tuhian, are not red. Usually before a game, he has his red shoes on. We appreciate it. We appreciate the support that you guys have all given us. We appreciate the parents. We appreciate the school board. It has been an interesting journey for me to watch how over the last few years the community has really come out to support West Lafayette football. There was a time a few years ago where just about the only people we'd have in the stands were the parents, and these guys have worked hard, and now I run into people, for the last couple of years, I've run into people in the street to say, oh, I was at your game Friday, I was at your game Friday. And it wasn't just when we started going on in the tournaments, it was in the regular season. These guys were a lot of fun to watch. This is a great football team with a lot of ability, and we really appreciate it. I sure appreciate the our legislatures making it up here when they're very busy, I know, and possibly get snowed in and not be able to get back. I could talk a lot more, but I do have about 4 or 5 hours to talk tomorrow night at the banquet. We do have, by the way, one coach that we did miss, Josh Roseman, is not here tonight also. I believe he's helping with the wrestling, is he not? That is another coach that is not here with us tonight. I would like to introduce our captains and like them to say a few words. I'm proud to have our captains get up in front of people and let them share their thoughts. I know that they appreciate what this team has done and what you've done also. So I'll start out, let's start out with Jordan Walker here. So Jordan's a man of few words, so we'll see. Jordan Walker.
I think I speak for the whole team when I say that we're just glad that the school board and the whole community has recognized all the hard work that we did throughout the summer and all the just support that we had at each game. I know this journey just wouldn't be possible without all the support and everything. Just thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jordan. And so now we'll go with Andy Huber. Andy Huber.
I guess I really can't put it any way better than Jordan did. I just thank you very much for coming out and supporting us, and it was great seeing y'all out there.
Bobby Schweikert is a captain in wrestling and over at Lafayette Jeff right now, so he probably would rather be, well, I don't know, would he rather be here or not? We'll see. He'd rather be lifting. Okay. Yeah, as long as he doesn't have to eat anything, he's okay. Okay. And Daniel Wadika would like to say a few words.
Well, we'd like to thank the whole community for supporting us the whole season. Especially what comes to mind is that Jimtown game. That was just so much fun to come out of that tunnel and have that many people there supporting us. And then the state championship game, I don't think any of us were expecting how many people were there. We knew there'd be a lot of Evansville fans, but we just took over that whole sideline, and that really made a difference coming out of that tunnel. That just got us so excited to play. I also like to thank, like what Mr. Shulkin said, the fire department and the police department. I think for a lot of our guys, including myself, that was more fun than the game. coming home with the police escort, and then got to ride the fire truck. That was a lot of fun. And we like to thank the school board. They just do so much stuff, so much behind the scenes work that I think we kind of just take it for granted. But we know they do a lot for us, and thank you. And hopefully this continued success will stay throughout the upcoming seasons.
Mayor, I would like to give you just a view of the bus as we came into town after the state championship. This team was incredibly focused throughout this whole season. From the time they lost the last game to Yorktown last year, they were focused on one thing, that was winning the state championship. And they never let down until we were on the bus coming in town, and they went past Concord Road, and there was a police car out with its lights flashing, and they went through the intersection with everybody else stopped, and then it went by us with its siren going, and they started yelling and they started cheering, and We got to 26, and we went through 26 without stopping. The police had stopped traffic. I don't think any of these guys have ever experienced that in their entire life. By that time, we were saying, sit down, get your head in the window. And that was just to the other coaches on the bus. You should have seen the players. And then word got around that they're going to get a ride the fire truck. And I thought we had 10-year-old boys. They were chanting, fire truck, fire truck. And I don't know who it was. Somebody yelled out, I want to be a fireman when I grow up. It was really special. I appreciate that comment. I thank you for all you've done to support us. We know that we represent you and what we do. And I'm proud of how these young men have represented this whole community. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to ask our legislators. They have some special designations that they have brought with them, and we're going to invite them to come up and make their presentations. So I don't know who wants to go first. Senator, always go first. Senator Alting. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you very much. What a pleasure and honor it is for me to be here. I'm going to take just a few moments just to speak to you, the gentleman, because this is your night. But let me just tell you, for 12 years serving in the Senate, I have had the extreme pleasure of sharing with my colleagues about a few things that West Lafayette really stands out for. Obviously, the excellence in academics and how bright and talented you, the students, are truly in West Lafayette. I brag about the parents in West Lafayette School Corporation, of how they really play an important role in their sons and daughters' lives, and how that role really affects kids in doing good academically. I also brag about the school board, and how this has always been a school board that thinks out of the box for you, and always puts the kids first, and politics way to back in. Bragging about the teachers that you have. Not only their credentials, but their love and loyalty and compassion to education themselves. And now I get the honor to come back and say we have a state championship football team. How about that? I'm just so pleased, and I gotta say this. I got an award here that I want to give to Daniel. Come see Daniel. And I was telling him, we walked in together, and I've never met this young man, but I've seen his pictures. I cut out pictures and sent them to him. You get those, don't you? Okay. And I just want him to know that whenever his name is brought up or I quiz people, what do you think about this kid? It's never about he is a great football player. He is. But more importantly, you know what it's always about is how good of a guy this guy is, that he's compassionate and caring, puts his teammates first, so on and so on. And when I was talking to him coming in here, this Mr. Football is an incredible, incredible honor. But the most important you could get is what you hear from the kids' parents and people out there, your teachers and so on, because that's what's going to make you a winner in life. This is from the Indiana Senate Certificate of Special Recognition presented to Daniel, honoring your recognition as Indiana's Mr. Football in 2009. Congratulations. Now, Being an old offensive lineman like I was, you can tell from how beat up I am. I know that makes a quarterback is that line, and all of you and your scrimmages that makes that line work hard to protect you. See, that's the difference between me and Randy. See how bad I look and how good he looks. So that's what the lineman's life is about. But so this is for the entire team, every single one of you, every single one of you, from the manager to the coach, et cetera, et cetera. Every single one of you. Certificate of Achievement. The West Lafayette High School football team, led by Coach Marshall, conducted the 2009 season with a perfect record and went on to win the Indiana High School Athletic Association Class 3A Championship. The memorable 24-10 victory over Evansville was made possible partly by the all-round player of Mr. Football. Each member of the team made important contributions during the season, helping West Lafayette win the state championship for only the second time in the school's history. Members of the West Lafayette High School football team are to be commended for their achievement and thanks for displaying examples of determination that's going to get you far in life, determination that may inspire many others for years to come. Congratulations from the Indiana State Senate, Senator Ron Alting. Thank you very, very much. You're winners in the classroom. You're winners on the football team. And there's no question about it, my prediction, you're going to be winners in life like your two alumni, Red Devils, the mayor, and Randy Truitt. Thank you very much. God bless you all.
Yes, Coach.
Good evening, everyone. We're delighted to be here, thrilled to be here, and I have to tell you, just think about this. This is being sped by a Lafayette Jeff basketball and football player right here. Dave Granat's another one. So we've got everyone. You are right about this community. And I do have to tell you, Daniel, that not only I asked your dad about going to Purdue, but Dr. Cordova asked why you weren't going to Purdue today, too. Did you know that? So you're going to get a little hard time along with your other friends about thinking about going to Purdue. When you're a West Lafayette and state championship team, they're looking at you not only for scholarships but for walk-ons. And we've had a lot of local people be very successful, Doug Downing as well as many other people. So we're going to bug you a little bit about that. Aren't we, George? We're very, very proud of this team, and Randy and I are very proud to tell you that we are planning a day at the State House for you where you will be recognized at the State House. It will be on a Tuesday, Daniel, you will have a separate resolution at that time that we all have signed along with the rest of the team, and we're looking forward to having you there. And I'm sure that you'll leave the House and go to the Senate. And I know Senator Alting can arrange that, but we're working on that right now. So we're very delighted. And I have to tell you, as a Lafayette School Corporation teacher for 35 years, I'm very proud that my three grandchildren are here in West Lafayette School Corporation. And they're runners for Lane Custer at 10 and 7. They went to Nashville and scored there pretty well in running. So they're already off and running. Evans at junior high school, playing football and basketball and baseball. So we're very proud to have three grandchildren part of your school corporation. And we've got an old Jeff player that played in the state finals clapping his hands for West Lafayette Red Devils. Now, he still calls them River Rats, but we're getting him over that, okay? All those Jeff players, right, Ronnie? There was a great competition there, and it's still thriving, but I can tell you all those Lafayette people were there rooting for you to win the state finals. You know that. And so Randy, as a West Lafayette graduate, wants to not only bring the resolution up, but he has lots of words to say, too. Randy?
I don't know if I'll say a lot of words. I think Sheila and Senator Alting have done a great job. But I tell you, I am a little biased for West Lafayette, of course. The RDP, you know, one word that has not been used tonight is sacrifice. I want to commend each and every one of you for the sacrifice that you've made for this accomplishment. I also want to thank the parents in the room for their sacrifice, too. I know there's early mornings, right, early morning practices, because I see the cars and trucks at the practice fields on Saturday morning. So thank you to the parents for their sacrifice. I was spending the time over the Thanksgiving holiday with a former West Lafayette quarterback, Paul Fenn, who's my brother-in-law. And as we got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, my kids were trying to figure out what we were doing when we didn't have plane tickets to get back the morning of the state finals game. But we flew standby, and we made it, and we sacrificed to get back because there was no way that I was going to miss this game. And the pure joy that I had when you guys ran out on the field and I turned around and I saw all the red was absolutely unbelievable, because I sat in there my junior year when we got absolutely thumped by Chittard. I was in the stands. I only played football 1 year, but man, that 1 year in fifth grade, I was unstoppable.
Senator Alting
said, was that flag? And I said, well, it was flag as soon as I got hit one time and realized that I need to be playing flag football. So I just want to tell each and every one of you, I cannot wait for you guys to come down to the State House. We watched all the other schools parade through, and I kept saying to myself, I cannot wait for a little RDP in the State House. So I'm looking forward to establishing that date along with Representative Klinker and Senator Alting and being able to do a little RDP in the State House. So I'm looking forward to that. So without further ado, Representative Klinker, we will read the State of Indiana, Indiana General Assembly award to this football team. Be it hereby known and proclaimed, whereas the West Lafayette High School Red Devils became the 2009 Class 3A state football champions with a 24-10 victory over Evansville Memorial.
And whereas West Lafayette, ranked number two, topped off a perfect 15-0 season by adding a second state championship to the Class 2A title won in 1993,
whereas the Red Devils scored three first-half touchdowns against eighth-ranked Evansville Memorial in the championship game at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, and
whereas Daniel Wattica was named the 2009 Philip N. Eskew Mental Attitude Award winner for Class 3A football by the members of the Indiana High School Athletic Association Executive Committee, and now, therefore, be it resolved
that the Indiana House of Representatives does hereby congratulate and honor the West Lafayette High School football team celebrating the Class 3A state championship victory with best wishes for continued success in all future endeavors, and I will add my own RDP.
Congratulations to not only Coach Overly, who is a wonderful example of a marvelous teacher first and coach, but also to Dr. Rocky Killian and the school board, who have done so much. And yes, if I can help you pass that referendum, I'll do it. I'll go door to door if you need it. Thank you, Dr. Killian.
All right. Well, stay up here, guys. We got one more thing going. Mayor Dennis is here. He's got something to show off. And we'll turn it over to him.
Thank you very much, Rocky. We've had a lot of amazing statements made by our state representatives, but one of the statements that I'd like to make is that I am the only elected official in this area that actually played football on that field there, that actually went through two-a-day practices. Remember, guys, you get up in the summer morning, you got to do your conditioning practices first, you do no pads, then you get straight on after that, you start doing pads. I played for Coach Straley back in those days, and it was a completely different world. It wasn't flag, Randy. And there's no doubt in my mind why Randy did not play football in high school either. No, none at all. But actually, you know, back in those days, the emphasis was on team. The emphasis was on victory. The emphasis was on sportsmanship. And back in those days, we did have some challenges. I mean, it was in the early to mid-70s, and things were a little bit tumultuous in society, as well as it was within some of the schools and some of the competition we had between other schools and the rivalries. So there were some things that were done that none of us are very proud of, and I think Mrs. Sauter is the only one that's still around now that can recall some of those. But we did. We did work as a team, and we did end up having some fairly good seasons. Back in those days, you know, I don't know if you guys can believe it or not, but I was 6'4", and I weighed 230 pounds. Thank God I don't weigh that much anymore. But that first, the first season that I played varsity was the first year that we had the Nautilus machines. Of course, you guys have universals now that are completely out of this world, but it was the first generation of the Nautilus machines. And it was a real easy way to go home, eat a box of saltine crackers, drink a gallon of milk, and put on 20 pounds in a football season. Quite clearly, our game was more based on power than it was on speed. And we've, again, evolved from that, is what you guys are testimonial to. So, again, what I'd like to do is, real briefly, early on we had a proclamation declared in the city of West Lafayette for the accomplishments of the football team. So I'd like to go ahead and briefly, or just quickly, read the proclamation again for those who didn't hear it. Proclamation. Whereas the 2009 Westside High School football team won sectional, regional, and semi-state, and as we now know, state. And whereas the 2009 Westside High School football team is undefeated in regular season play, and 10-0 and won state. And whereas this year's record ties the best season ever mark for Westside High School football, and whereas Westside High School football team brought semi-state playoff football to Straley Field in the city of West Lafayette, and whereas the Westside High School football team maintained their creed of pride and tradition throughout the 2009 campaign, and whereas Westside High School football represents well all West Lafayette citizens and what they stand for, now therefore I, John Dennis, mayor of the city of West Lafayette, and these days I did hereby proclaim November 27th to be Westside High School Football Day. And I truly must confess that was one of the most proudest moments of my life. And gentlemen, you have said that one of the proudest moments of yours was riding on the fire truck and getting the police escort. Well, I can tell you what, as representatives for the city of West Lafayette, I could not be more proud. You guys have done us proud. We are proud of what you've done. We are proud of what you have accomplished. We are proud of what you represent. We are very proud of our high school and what it represents, and we look forward to your continued success. Now, without further ado, Coach Speaker, like I said, I used to be 230 pounds, but I'm not anymore. Coach Speaker is a lot bigger than I am. So one of the first things that he asks is, he says, okay, big guy, what are you going to do? We won state. Well, John, I'd like to show you what we're going to do. I have something here that's going to be held, that's going to hang on every Welcome to West Lafayette sign that you enter the city into. And Mr. Truitt, or State Representative Truitt, is going to go ahead and help me unveil it now. Again, guys, thank you for all you've done, and we are very proud of you. I'll give it back to Dr. Killian.
Let's thank our legislators and mayor again for being here and for these outstanding awards. I will now turn it over to Mrs. Sauter, and she can try to help us get back on track with the agenda. Gentlemen, great job. Well done.
That's a good question.
He said he'd give one to Brian. You never mind. Do we have an extra one?
Mr. Overly, you need to go home and grade papers. Oh.
Bye. Thanks for coming.
Okay, the two of you who are staying, come on up front.
What happened to our audience? Do you feel like chocolate liver or what?
I need a Coke or something.
Okay.
The next item on the agenda is actually another celebration of West Lafayette, a high school recognition for the West Lafayette Junior Senior High School. Rocky?
Yes, just want to make mention, and more awards will be coming forward with these two wonderful designations for our school district, and I want to congratulate all of our staff, our students, our community, our administration, school board. The Westside High School was given the Silver Award distinction by U.S. News and World Report for being an outstanding high school throughout the nation. And there are only seven silver awards given in the state of Indiana, and we were one of the seven, as well as we were designated as a Best Buy by the Indiana Chamber of Commerce. And so the Indiana Chamber of Commerce will be coming out in a couple of weeks to give that special presentation. So I'm very thankful to everyone for those awards, and there'll be more coming forward with regards to those awards in the coming weeks and months.
All right, thank you, Rocky. You sure you don't want to move up and make this a nice little input?
Oh, come on. Come forward, everyone.
Come on.
They always sit at the back of the room.
I know. You have to keep an eye on that table over there. Is Waldbaum still in Florida? Okay. Item A, under new business, we have a food service update, no enclosure.
Yes, and Jim is here to give us an update on how food service is going, and I think you'll be very pleased with the results. I think at your place should be a little three-page handout from Jim, and I'll turn it over to Jim, and he can tell you a little bit about what's going on and what we're thinking about doing for our Cumberland lunch program. Jim? And here, you can use the microphone so people can hear you. Here.
Okay, good evening, everyone. I just wanted to let you know that the food service department, we have made great strides in what we've done here so far since I've been here since July. And there have been a couple of changes that we'd like to suggest, and that's why I'm here tonight. The Department of Education came by and they did an audit basically for the food service department in the Cumberland school. And this is some of the suggestions that we came and we're going to present to you tonight. So, okay, when Sodexo took over the food service operation in West Lafayette, they had to raise their lunch meal prices to make a profitable return. Since there is no longer a food service management company, the school board should consider lowering the price of student lunch meals at Cumberland. It may help increase participation to our lunch program, which is currently at 40%. According to the DOE, this number is really low for the size of Cumberland. Okay. If we lower the school lunch prices to $2.25 per student, which currently it is at $2.50, we should see an increase in participation from the students, and this should increase our sales, in turn our sales, and we should this price also should be more comparable to other schools, primary schools that we have done a study on in this area. So my recommendation is to lower the meal price at Cumberland from $2.50 to $2.25.
Just for information, have there been complaints about the cost?
No, but we were talking about the numbers participation, and we wanted to try to increase that. We have seen an increase in numbers at both Happy Hollow and the high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
And a couple other things to keep in mind, smaller portions are served at Cumberland because of the size of students. And Jim and his staff have done a great job of cost containments and improving the quality of the food, the selection of the food, and we think that this will really help boost participation at the Cumberland without impacting our revenues for food service. And Jim and his staff within the first semester, they've really done a nice job of increasing revenues and decreasing costs. And there'll be some more data being given to the board in the coming months as we continue to monitor that.
Thank you. I think we need a motion to change that price.
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Anderson, that we lower the price for the Cumberland lunch from $2.50 to $2.25. Any discussion?
I just had a question. So if we don't see a significant improvement in the participation just based on this price change, do you guys have any other ideas of things you might try that might be also affecting them?
We can probably do some more surveys.
Any other comments?
I was just curious. Do you know what our participation rate would need to increase to make the economic impact neutral?
I would like to see an increase of between 50 to 55%.
Yes.
I think there are a variety of reasons. One, the ethnicity that we have within our school district. I think the ethnicity plays a part in students possibly bringing their lunches or their parents doing some other things. I think also there could be a price issue with regards to the size of meal at $2.50. I do think also that over the last couple of years, the quality has suffered because of the for-profit organization that we had in the school district doing the food service. And now that we have someone that that we brought it in-house, we think the quality is improving, so our participation should also increase. And Mrs. Bowers might have a couple of insights as well.
Kim. What's the percentage of kids who go home for lunch? Do you?
How about if I give you a number?
Oh, okay.
Maybe 10?
Oh, really?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Many more children don't have. We don't have very many children.
Leave the building.
Go home for lunch. And we have.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Okay. Right. Okay, thank you.
Kim, do you still have a pretty rapid turnaround time during the lunch hours as far as getting kids in and out of the cafeteria? Because I know when my kids were at Cumberland, that actually was a big influencing factor with a lot of people as to why they brought their lunch versus, eating the school lunch because it gave you a little extra time to eat. If you already had your lunch and you could just sit down and start to eat rather than stand in line, because the time they had to eat was very short. So, oh, that's good. Oh, right, right, right. Right.
And so they may be moving as quickly as they can to get everything ready, but, you know, a 6-year-old compared to an 8-year-old, you know, even within our lunch hours the way we have them, our third graders and our second graders have much more time to eat because they're quicker at doing all the things they have to do. Mm-hmm. And so it's part of it. It's part of the brain development of the students as well. But that is one of the reasons for sure that the kindergarten students have their lunch brought. We've also implemented something called the Final Five. So the Final Five of every lunch hour is a quiet time where the students are certainly not punished. They are putting music in. It's happy music. I mean, and the whole purpose and the praise of children and the whole purpose is just because they've forgotten to eat.
I can just relate to this so much. You can't even believe.
Thank you. Are there any other comments?
I would like to commend Mr. Tyner in this economical time that we have a recommendation coming forward to actually reduce the lunch price. I think that that's very admirable, and I appreciate his cost effectiveness and doing this for the right reason.
Yes, thank you very much. From the whole board. We have a motion on the table to lower the lunch price. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Item B on the agenda, continued group insurance review, Exhibit B.
As the board might recall, this time last year we were facing an astronomical increase in insurance. So originally it was projected at 43% increase, and because the teachers association, the administration staff, the classified staff agreed to go to a modified plan, we were able to at least bring that down to a 33% increase, which was approximately $362,000. In order to try to figure out how to resolve that, in February we brought in Richard Sutton and Associates to help us begin a bidding process for new group insurance. And I can attest to the fact, and several others I think could that are here also that were on the insurance committee could attest to the excellent service that we received from Richard Sutton's group. It helped us to bid our insurance, and actually we were way ahead of the game with regards to what the Board of Education just came out with on their checklist about shopping new insurance, etc. We were ahead of that, and so we were able to shop new insurance with Richard Sutton's group. Although we weren't sure how it was going to play out, as you might recall, during the summer we did all those riffs with many factors in mind, but one of those factors was we were anticipating the possibility of another $362,000 increase starting January 1, 2010. Well, because of Richard Sutton's group, that did not happen. We shopped insurance, and our insurance is basically at the same level with, I think, a better quality insurance than it was when it came in at the premium rates last year. We changed insurance companies, and so we missed the mark by $362,000, which actually could help us weather this new round of cuts coming from the state. But that said, I do think it's prudent for us to allow us to continue with Richard Sutton's group because we're not sure what insurance costs are going to do within the next coming year. They have the expertise in insurance. They have the capabilities of always researching the insurance and guiding us and helping us to figure out if there are other ways to save money with insurance cost. So I'm recommending that we continue on with Richard Sutton's group. As a reminder, this is an outside contract, outside consultant, so this is a CPF expenditure, and I think it's very worthwhile for us to keep Richard to help us continue to review our insurance costs to try to mitigate any kind of increase that might happen this time next year.
All right, thank you. We do need to put a motion on the table. that we continue the group insurance review with Sutton & Associates.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson, seconded by Mrs. Springer. Discussion, further discussion? I do have one question, Rocky.
Yes.
In Schedule A, it talks about regular and scheduled meetings with employer to review employer's risk management program. Will that be on an on-needs basis? I mean, if it's scheduled, what does that mean?
What that'll mean is we will create a schedule for the coming year where our insurance committee will come together, and he will keep us up to date on our current premium-to-claim ratios and what other options we might be considering to help drive down costs.
So it will be better than an on-needs basis.
Yes.
It will be set up. And I guess we'll be made aware of this.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Other discussion or questions? All in favor of the continued group insurance review with the Sutton & Associates, indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Item C in your packet, risk workers' compensation insurance, Exhibit C.
Every year we are at this point where we need to renew our risk insurance. We are working with Nice Lukens. Dick Hanna, who's our agent, has shopped for us and has compared rates between Hanover and Indiana Insurance. Because our property values have gone up a little bit, and because our the other things within our school district that have a higher value, we're looking at a slight increase in our risk workers insurance of approximately $5,000 more this year than last year. But as you might recall, last year we shopped insurance and we were $10,000 below the previous year, so we're still $5,000 lower this year than we were two years ago with our insurance premium with risk insurance. Also, just keep in mind, 4 years ago, this was about $150,000 higher than where we are right now. So we have, I think, done a very prudent job using these Lukens to help us drive down these costs, and I'm recommending that we renew with Hanover Insurance per Dick Hanna's recommendation.
Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Rausch. Discussion. I have a question.
Yes.
We have the Sutton Associates working on insurance, and then we have this other group working. Explain why it's not a duplication of
sure. Risk insurance has to do with value property. If you have a roof cave in, if you have a break in, if you have an injury, workers' comp, that sort of thing, that's risk insurance. Richard and Sutton and Associates are dealing with our dental, vision, and health insurance, which is our group insurance for our employee group.
Okay, so they're two very different.
Yes.
Activities.
If we didn't have our risk insurance and something were to happen to this building, we would not be able to replace it. This is kind of like homeowners insurance, if you will, for our school district.
Thank you. Other questions or comments? All in favor of continuing with our premium comparison, with working with the risk workers' compensation insurance in Exhibit C, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Approval of appropriations, prepaid pavements. No, prepaid payments. Connie.
As a routine business in school corporations, the board is asked to grant authority to the treasurer each year to adjust budgetary lines as necessary within like types of budget lines. So, for instance, within the general fund, if we find health insurance is out of line in one line, we might shift appropriations to another. But each year we do need to request approval to do that in advance, and this would be for the entire calendar year of 2010. Do you want me to do these separately, or?
I think we can do them at the same time.
Okay. The second request, again, this is an annual request for the entire year of 2010. In order to avoid paying late charges or interest payments on certain invoices that we receive,
it's necessary to pay bills outside of the regular board meeting schedule. So again, the treasurer is asking permission to pay claims outside of regular board meeting dates. Those claims are then presented for approval at the next board meeting. I ask your approval to do both of those items for 2010.
Move approval.
Second. Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mr. Karpik, that we approve each of these transfer of appropriations resolution and the resolution for additional check runs between board meetings. Questions? Comments? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Cumberland Elementary School replacement copier and service agreement. Connie?
Unfortunately, the workhorse copier at Cumberland is totally dead. Has been for a few months. We've been fortunate that we were able to borrow a copier to get us over the hump. Dr. Killian has secured several common school loans over the last few years, and those are very low interest, 1% interest rate loans for us to purchase various types of technology. I recommend that we purchase a replacement copier, use the common school loan fund to pay for the copier, and then also allow me authorization to sign a service agreement for that. The price of the copier is $17,616. It is a purchase and not a lease. The maintenance cost, which includes all the supplies for the copier, is at a lower level than the current copier that's there that doesn't work. So right. It would save us operationally some dollars to run this machine. I ask your approval to move forward with that. They literally can't function without the copier.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Roush, seconded by Mr. Karpik, that we move ahead with the purchase of a replacement copier in a service agreement. Discussion? I have a question.
Yes.
Will this machine require training by the teachers, the faculty? And will they provide it, I guess?
Yes. Okay. They're actually very good. Okay. Will come in as often as you need them, and the machines are fairly simple to operate. You can print from your computer.
Okay.
Really nice.
Thank you. That's just harking back to the olden days there.
Yep. I agree.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Purchase that copier. I can't believe without since October. My gosh.
Well, we got a loaner, which helps.
Okay, but whoop.
Use it for free.
Information to the board. Do we have any?
Nothing more.
We don't want any. Personnel report. That's Exhibit F, and then you have a revised sheet as your place. Tonight.
Recommending all the names listed under the personnel report be approved.
No, it's just a date change on the revised copy.
Move approval of the revised personnel report.
Second. Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mrs. Anderson, that we approve the personnel report as presented, revised. Discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable vouchers. Brad's not here. We should be able to move through this very quickly.
I think he's coming in.
Just ask some questions. Connie, you got off so easy.
Well, I brought the vouchers in case anybody has a question. I recommend approval to pay the bills listed in your document.
Move approval.
Second.
Mr. Grinnett, second. I didn't hear who. Mrs. Anderson, you're so far away.
I know, and I'm so quiet.
No, you are. Rarely saying anything.
That's very weird.
Okay. Questions, comments? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We will pay our bills. Board and superintendent reports. I will not go through and list these. I don't know. Has anyone been to meetings during this holiday break or winter break that you need to report on? Anyone? Anyone? All right, let's move on past that. Communication from the audience. Now's the time for non-agenda items. Come on,
Brian.
Somebody. Questions?
Okay.
Want to thank the board for the fiscal responsibility that they've shown the last couple of years, and also the challenge with the state and all the budget crisis that they have. I can't thank you enough for being what you're doing to tighten the balance and continue on.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Can you repeat that now?
Priya, I didn't see you writing as he said that. Okay, I love that. And you can interview him then after, you know. Future meetings. Wednesday, January 20th is a work session at the Floyd Administration Center.
Pardon me?
I'm going to be gone for that work session, yes. Then Wednesday, February 3rd, regular board meeting at the administration building, and then February 17th is a work session again.
Mrs. Sonder, can I recommend to the board that on Wednesday, January 20th, that we meet an executive session at 6:30 and we start our work session at 7 o'clock? Would that be a problem for anyone?
I will not be able to get there, but okay.
We can call you.
Okay.
Is that all right with everyone?
For me.
Is that okay?
Yep.
All right. So that's changed as far as future meetings, Ellen. Get that? The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Mrs. Rouse, seconded by Mrs. Springer. Discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned.
Now you have another meeting.